several times whenever Bravo stood in danger. The Titan would step with fire in his eyes. He'd wade into the sea and smash the enemies.
This is the statue.
Don't be afraid. He's announcing our arrival.
I'm not afraid.
Black and white. This is where you'll find the man you seek.
Yeah, I leave you.
Thank you for bringing me.
Any man of Bravos would have done the same. Balamogulis.
Balatahiris. Hello. Balamogulis. Jack and Hagar gave me this.
No one here by that name.
Please. Across the narrow sea. I have nowhere else to go.
You have everywhere else to go.
But wait! Cersei. Walder Frey. The mountain. Merentrant. 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 Cersei. Walder Frey. The mountain. Merentrant.
Must be good food if it's crowded. ale?
Before we left, a maester gave you a raven scroll.
You are becoming an observant young lady.
My mother used to say, dark wings, dark words.
An old saying. Inaccurate in this case.
So it was good news.
My marriage proposal has been accepted.
I thought you still mourned the death of my beloved Aunt Lysa.
Ale?
I'll have some.
My lady.
What is it?
Sansa Stark. Don't look.
You sure?
She's dyed her hair, but it's her. She's sitting with Peter Baelish.
Littlefinger?
A bunch of knights with him.
Bunch of six? 20?
10, I think. Too many. My lady, I don't think this is right.
Ready the horses.
We only have one horse.
Find more.
Do you like the taste?
Don't see what all the fuss is about. Why do men love it so much?
It gives some men courage.
Does it give you courage?
That's fair enough.
Lord Baelish, Lady Sansa, my name is Brienne of Tarth.
We've met with Renly Baratheon. What did he say about you?
He said,
your loyalty came free of charge. Someone appears to have paid quite a bit for it since then.
Lady Sansa, before your mother's death, I was her sworn sword. I gave my word I would find you and protect you. I will shield your back and keep your counsel and give my life for yours if need be. I swear it by the old gods and in you.
Please, Lady Brienne, no need for such formality. You were Catelyn Stark's sworn sword.
I was.
Strange. I knew Kat from the time we were children. She never mentioned you.
It was after Renly's murder.
Ah, yes. You were accused of killing him.
I tried to save him.
But you were accused.
By men who didn't see what happened.
And what did happen?
He was murdered by a shadow. A shadow with the face of Stannis Baratheon.
A shadow? With the face... This woman swore to protect Renly. She failed. She swore to protect your mother. She failed. Why would I want somebody with your history of failure guarding Lady Sansa?
Why should you have any say in her affairs?
Because I am her uncle. I married her Aunt Lysa shortly before my beloved's untimely death. We're family now, and you are an outsider. Forgive me, Lady Brienne, but experience has made me wary of outsiders.
Lady Sansa, if we can have a word alone...
No.
Please, my lady, if I could explain...
I saw you at Joffrey's wedding, bowing to the king.
Neither of us wanted to be there. Sometimes we don't have a choice.
And sometimes we do. You should leave.
We don't want our new friend wandering the countryside alone. The roads in these parts aren't safe. Why don't you stay?
Yeah.
That's a good boy. Come on. Come on. No, no, stop! Guess that means you're unarmed.
Stop, Roderick!
Podrick?
Yes, my lady.
You can stand now.
Yes, my lady.
Sansa Stark.
Wary of strangers as you should be. I saw her riding on the East Road with Littlefinger. We'll follow them.
My lady, if both Stark girls refused your service, maybe you're released from your vow.
I swore to their mother I would protect those girls.
But if they don't want your protection...
Do you think she's safe with Littlefinger?
Oh, my lady.
Get your horse.
Summons from the Queen.
There are only two like it in the world. The one I'm wearing, the one I gave to myself.
It's a threat.
Of course it's a threat. Our daughters alone in Dawn, surrounded by people who hate our family. It's a threat.
No note?
They blame us for the death of Oberyn and his sister, and every other tragedy that's befallen their cursed country. I will burn their cities to the ground if they touch her!
Softer.
What?
Not so loud.
Our daughter's in danger, and you're worried I'm speaking too loudly.
Oh, I can't know she's our daughter.
Then don't call her your daughter. You've never been a father to her.
If I was a father to any of my children, they'd be stoned in the streets.
What was your caution brought? Our eldest child murdered at his own wedding. Our only daughter shipped off to Dawn. Our baby boy set to marry that smirking whore from Highgarden.
I'm going to make things better.
You've never made anything better.
I'm going to Dawn. And I'm bringing our daughter home.
You can't just ask Prince Doran to give her back. She's promised to his son.
I'm not going to ask him anything.
You go down there with an army, it's an act of war.
No army. Do you know where they're keeping her?
Oberyn mentioned the Water Gardens.
I'll find her. Is there anything else, Your Grace?
You're going to Dawn. A one-handed man. Alone.
I never said I was going alone.
No sunflowers. I don't like yellow. Roses are very nice, definitely roses. And music, I adore music, but no flutes. I hate flutes. We can have a harp if you like, but no flutes. Then there's the food. Food is the most important thing, don't you agree? We're going to need pigeon pies. That's what they eat in the capital, don't they? Don't they?
Don't who?
People eat pigeon pie in the capital.
They certainly do, my dear. They certainly do. It's a fine place, isn't it? A fine place. I never thought I'd end up settling down in a place like this.
You won't.
Pardon?
We won't get to live at Stokeware. When Mother dies, my sister gets the castle because she's older. She hates me. She calls me mean names, and sometimes, even still, she pulls my hair when Mother's not looking.
You know what I think? I think you're a good person. And your sister is a mean person.
She is.
I've been all over the world. And if there's one thing I've learned, it's that meanness comes around. People like your sister, they always get what's coming to them, eventually. One way or another.
Who's that?
Jamie fucking Lannister. So, Jamie?
Sir Bronn of the Blackwater.
I was very sorry to hear about your father.
Thank you.
This is my betrothed, Lollis.
A pleasure.
Run along, love.
Beautiful young bride you've chosen.
When were you planning on getting married?
Just get on with it.
On with what?
What you're here for. There's no way this little visit could possibly mean anything good for me.
It's very good for you.
Lollis will be marrying Sir Willis Bracken. We made a deal, your sister and I.
I would have advised against that.
How is this good for me?
Because you're going to come with me and help me with something important. And when we return, I'm going to give you a much better girl and a much better castle.
Return from where?
As far south as south goes.
Remove yourself from my path, or I'll take that long axe and I'll shove it.
Captain!
Let her pass.
Your brother was murdered. And you sit here in the water gardens, staring at the sky and doing nothing.
Oberyn was slain during a trial by combat. By law, that is no murder.
Your brother?
You don't have to remind me. He was my brother long before he was anything to you.
What will you do about his death?
I will bury him. I will mourn for him.
And then?
You would have me go to war.
The whole country would have you go to war.
Then we are lucky the whole country does not decide.
The Sand Snakes are with me. They have the love of their people. They will avenge their father while you sit here in your chair doing nothing. Oberyn is dead. This Lannister girl skips about the water gardens, eating our food, breathing our air. How many of your brothers and sisters do they have to kill? Let me have her. Let me send her to Cersei, one finger at a time.
I loved my brother, and you made him very happy. For that, you will always have a place in my heart. We do not mutilate little girls for vengeance. Not here. Not while I rule.
And how long will that be?
The Unsullied are too conspicuous.
Anyone can see you coming from a mile off. Of course you haven't found any sons of the Harpy. You haven't, have you? My second sons, on the other hand, drink, whore, fight in the streets. They blend in. They overhear things in taverns. Follow people from the taverns to nice, quiet alleys. Break a few fingers. Overhear a few more things. Before you know it.
No one here. We go.
In a hurry? You're afraid?
And Salit fear nothing.
Right. Well, that's your problem. You understood fear once long ago, but you've forgotten what it means. Someone who has forgotten fear has forgotten how to hide. Fear is useful that way.
Sons of the Harpy, they want to put a collar back on my neck. On all of our necks, please, your grace. You must kill him.
It would send a message.
I think you should exercise restraint, your grace.
Why?
For one thing, he may have valuable information.
Well, the son of the Harpy has no more valuable information.
How do you know that?
Because I questioned him.
And the information you did get, he is young and poor.
He is born free.
Why should he want to bring back slavery? What did it do for him?
Perhaps the only thing that gave him pride was knowing that there was someone lower than he was.
They pay him. Great families are afraid to do a thing. They pay poor men to do it for
them. And how do you know this?
Everyone knows this.
I don't know it, and I'm the head of a great family.
We do not know what this man did or didn't do. Give him a trial, at least. A fair trial. Show all the citizens of Marine that you are better than those who would depose you. Teach them a better way.
I do not know the place from where old Ser comes. Things maybe are different there, I hope. But here, in Marine, before Daenerys Stormborn, they own us. So we learn much about them, or we do not live long. They teach me what they are. Mercy, fair trial. These mean nothing to them. All they understand is blood.
Thank you all for your counsel.
Your Grace, a word, please, I beg you.
About what?
About your father. About the Mad King.
The Mad King. You're here to remind me of my enemy's lies? Consider me reminded.
Your Grace, I served in his King's Guard. I was at his side from the first. Your enemies did not lie.
Go on.
When the people rose in revolt against him, your father set their towns and castles aflame. He murdered sons in front of their fathers. He burned men alive with wildfire and laughed as they screamed. And his efforts to stamp out dissent led to a rebellion that killed every Targaryen, except two.
I'm not my father.
No, Your Grace. Thank the gods. But the Mad King gave his enemies the justice he thought they deserved. And each time, it made him feel powerful. And right. Until the very end.
I will not have the son of the Harpy executed without a fair trial.
There's a bug.
Yes, best be careful. You might accidentally consume some solid food.
When I agreed to come with you, did I misrepresent my intentions? Besides, what else is there for me to do inside this fucking box?
You don't like it?
I want to take a walk.
You can't. Cersei has offered a lordship to the man who brings her your head.
She ought to offer her cunt. Best part of her for the best part of me. Well, I suppose a box is as good a place for me as anywhere.
Are we really going to spend the entire road to Valantis talking about the futility of everything?
You're right. No point. The road to Valantis. You said we were going to Marine. What's in Valantis?
The road to Marine.
And what do you hope to find at the end of the road to Marine?
I told you. A ruler.
We've already got a ruler. Everywhere has already got a ruler. every pile of shit on the side of every road has someone's banner hanging from it.
You were quite good, you know, at ruling during your brief tenure as hand.
I didn't rule, I was a servant.
Still, a man of talent.
Managed to kill a lot of people.
Yes, but you showed great promise in other areas as well.
She wanted me to leave King's Landing. She begged me. I wouldn't go.
Why?
Because I liked it. Power. Even as a servant.
People follow leaders. And they will never follow us. They find us repulsive.
I find us repulsive.
And we find them repulsive, which is why we surround ourselves with large, comfortable boxes to keep them away. And yet, no matter what we do, people like you and me are never really satisfied inside the box. Not for long.
You're right. Let's go for a walk.
No.
How many dwarves are there in the world? Are they going to kill them all?
Not him.
Are you trying to deceive your queen?
Shall I throw him in a cell, Your Grace?
It won't be necessary, Simone. I don't want to dissuade the other hunters. Mistakes will be made.
Thank you, Your Grace.
Thank you.
Take the head.
Pardon me, Your Grace. I would take it, if you don't mind. It could prove useful for my work.
Very good.
Over there. We'll be fine.
You heard the man.
Over there.
The hand of the king?
No, Uncle. Clearly it would not be appropriate for a woman to assume that role. I'm merely advising my son until he comes of age and chooses a hand for himself.
Your Grace, I would be willing to serve provisionally as the king's hand until he becomes
old. You're a good man, Lord Tyrell, but I don't imagine you'll have the time. In addition to being master of ships, the king has appointed you master of coin.
Oh, Your Grace.
He called your experience and wisdom in financial matters unparalleled. He said he would be honored to have you represent the crown's interests in the same.
The honor is all mine, Your Grace. Your Grace, in the past, on several occasions, a grand maester has served as the king's hand.
The king is named Qyburn, the new master of whispers.
Your Grace, him? This man? This embarrassment to the citadel? Your Grace, what qualifications can he possibly have for this post?
The qualification of loyalty, Grand Maester. That's far more than the eunuch ever had. Far more than many ever have.
I must say, I cannot see how...
In light of your position as commander of the Lannister armies, it would please the king if you would serve as his master of war. No man living better deserves the title.
That is kind of you to say. I would like to hear it from the king himself.
The king is very busy at this moment.
He should be here, learning what it means to rule.
He is learning. On this occasion, in his capacity as ruler, he's asked me to speak on his behalf.
I return to the capital to pay my respects to my brother, and to you, and to serve the king. I did not return to the capital to serve as your puppet, to watch you stack the small council with sycophants. Sending your own brother away so he went
to
be present.
My brother has left the capital to lead a sensitive diplomatic mission.
What mission?
That is not your concern as master of war.
I do not recognize your authority to dictate what is and is not my concern. You are the Queen Mother. Nothing more.
You would abandon your king in his time of need.
If he wants to send for me, I will be waiting for him. At Casterly Rock.
Come on. You know this one. Looks like an animal. snake. S. It's an S. Right. Very good.
Did you know that the youngest Lord Commander in history, Osric Stark, was elected at the age of 10?
I know S.
You'll learn, I promise. I taught Sir Davos and all people are terrible at learning new things.
Well, you're a wonderful teacher. Very patient.
I only said that the more time that you spend practicing, the faster you'll be able to read.
That's all right. We're doing just fine. I'm sure you and Osric Stark have a lot to talk about. How old were you when you learned how to read?
Three.
Who taught you? Your mother?
No. Old Maester Cresson did. I had a lot of time to practice. My mother kept me inside because...
What do you call it in this house? What happened to your face?
Grayscale. What do you call it north of the wall?
I don't know. But two of my sisters had it. They both died. How did they kill you?
I don't remember. I was a baby. A lot of people came and tried, I think. Whatever they did, it went away. What happened to your sisters?
My father made them move out of the keep into the hut outside. None of us were allowed to go near them, but we heard them, especially at night. They started to sound not like themselves.
Did you ever see them?
Only once at the end. They were covered with it. Their faces, their arms. They acted like animals. My father had to drag them out to the woods on a rope.
What did he do with them in the woods? Mother.
Eva.
Your Grace.
You need to stay away from that girl.
Why?
She's a wildling.
Her name's Gilly. She's nice. I'm teaching her how to read.
She's a wildling. My father defeated her people. He executed their king for treason. They could strike at him by striking at you.
Gilly wouldn't do that.
You have no idea what people will do. All your books and you still don't know.
I ordered Mansurator burnt at the stake. You prevented that order from being carried out. You showed mercy to Mansurator. The king's word is law. Perhaps you should ask Sir Davos how much mercy I show to lawbreakers. Show too much kindness, people won't fear you. If they don't fear you, they don't follow you.
With respect, Your Grace, the free folk will never follow you, no matter what you do. You're the man who burned their king alive. Who then? You?
No. Only one of their own.
Do you know this wretched girl? Lyanna Mormont.
The Lord Commander's niece.
Lady of Bear Island. And a child of 10. Asked her to commit her house to my cause. That's her response.
Bear Island knows no king but the King of the North, whose name is Stark.
That amuses you.
Apologize, Your Grace. Northerners can be a bit like the free folk. Loyal to their own.
I know. My brother Robert went on often and loudly about how difficult it was to control them. Even with your father's help.
Tonight, the Night's Watch elects a new Lord Commander. Sir Alistair Thorne is going to win.
Most likely.
Unpleasant man. He thinks you're a traitor. What's your life going to be like here at the Wall with Thorne in command?
Unpleasant, I expect.
Your bravery made him look weak. He'll punish you for it. I don't punish men for bravery. I reward them.
I don't doubt it, Your Grace. But I'm a brother of the Night's Watch. I've pledged them my life, my honor, my sword. I don't know what I have left to give you.
You can give me the North.
I can't. Even if I wanted to, I'm a bastard. A snow.
Kneel before me.
Lay your sword at my feet. Pledge me your service and you'll rise again as John Stark, Lord of Winterfell.
I'll make you a Stark with the stroke of a pen.
It's the first thing I ever remember wanting. A daydream that my father would ask the king. Just like that, we'd never be the bastard of Winterfell again.
You deserve this. You do. I couldn't be happier for you.
I'm going to refuse him.
But you'd be Lord of Winterfell.
I swore a vow to the Night's Watch. If I don't take my own words seriously, what sort of Lord of Winterfell would I be?
Proud, eh? You'd think we were serving venison stew.
Does anyone wish to speak for candidates before we cast our tokens for the 998th Lord Commander of the Night's Watch?
Sir Alistair Thorne is not just a knight, he's a man of true nobility. He was acting commander when the wall came under attack and led us to victory against the wildlings. He's a veteran of 100 battles and has been a defender of the watch and the wall almost all of his life. He's the only true choice.
Yes. Yeah. Sir Dennis Malister joined the watch as a boy and has served loyally longer than any other ranger. Through 10 winters he served. As commander of the Shadow Tower, he kept the wildlings away. We could do no better.
If there is no one else, we will begin the voting. The triangular tokens count for Sir Alistair Thorne. The square tokens for Sir Dennis Malister. Each
Mr. Raymond.
Samuel Tarley, go on.
Sam the Slayer. Another wildling lover, just like his friend Jon Snow. How's your lady love, Slayer?
Her name is Gilly. But the Slintnose are quite well. They cowered together in the larder during the battle for the wall.
Lies!
A wildling girl, a baby, and Lord Janus. I found him there after the battle was over, in a puddle of his own making. Whilst Lord Janus was hiding with the women and children, Jon Snow was leading. Sir Alistair fought bravely, it is true. And when he was wounded, it was Jon who saved us. He took charge of the wall's defence. He killed the Magna of the Fens. He went north to deal with Mance Rayder, knowing it almost certainly meant his own death. Before that, he led the mission to avenge Lord Commander Mormont. Mormont himself chose John to be his steward. He saw something in John, and now we've all seen it too. He may be young, but he's the commander we turned to when the night was darkest.
Yeah. I can't argue with any of that.
But who does Jon Snow want to command?
Night's Watch? Or the Wildlings?
Everyone knows he loved a wildling girl. He spoke with Mance Rayder many times. What would have happened in that tent between those two old friends if Stannis' army hadn't come along? We all saw him put the king beyond the wall out of his misery. Do you want to choose a man who has fought the wildlings all his life? Or a man who makes love to them?
It is time.
Maester.
Got there. I said.
Turn around and go. Turn around and go.
That's a nice little sword. Worth 100 pieces of sword like that.
Nothing's worth anything to dead men.
Quickly, go, go!
Why were they scared of you?
You lost this.
You said there was no Jack and Hagar here.
There isn't. A man is not Jack and Hagar.
Well, who are you then?
No one. And that is Wiggo must become.
Sheje kresh kishil zero wanye papkhale ga shejingel frojila misa valda kisva misa sol
why
ashay misa Evilskaya yazdan gulilash. Iwi won doshelishesh pa filma. Achatang yasharua. Shaya la chet.
Idas gatori ides. Idrene jumbare. Drivi ni jeta.
Mel prisha shisha ochni eskore shis. Fus dal crotch singwechi.
Fus dar his ilusias costaur. Aik sar his ilusias costaur.
Shispal shemas pa kamvash. Spal ni vos pa proke shil se sinashwa aaj. Eska togo nodo maji dashwa yed. Ni ekel kurong ni azanjo yamel. O da vang shilewi ni eches ni ekiveska. Kweyang yaskis ka cheta se fiwa treshoji. Ni ekiv mulilas. Eska os wili wulos. Ro rusis pa tres es pa yas dang yel tu jeva wapa filma. Kio tas tol?
Gurgon jasano, glaison a ohani sostaur. Ziri aixia, vitri iris.
Si si lolska ye vitril.
Vitri vitris. Siriandros.
put the traitor's head in the Great Pyramid and been done with it.
That's what I keep telling her to do to you.
Kiviso Dari Drievi Miluks Vestritan. Sepajevi Remi? Inot Dranyadat. Jahe Edania Mejere Otolion. Zagon Kostos Tau.
Misa, Godlo, Ingelere,
Merino passi ed erene jumbiles, se vista valaseri ostentas, kilonarion morchon issa.
God outside your door tonight, your grace.
You all got tonight.
Leave me.
Thank you.